love that I'm sending to you. It isn't the love of a hero, and that's why I fear it won't do. And they say that a hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand here and wait. I'll hold on to the wings of the eagle. Watch as we all fly away. And they're watching us. They're watching us. And we all fly away. And they're watching us. They're watching us.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, like the man just said, here we go for another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. I am your host, as always, Pogo Man from the Virtuous Server. Going to be here for 90 minutes, maybe a little bit more. Nevertheless, talking about all things superhero goodness. But I'm not going to do this alone. Oh, no, 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 no. With me is Sidekick Numero Uno Supremo, the man, the legend, Beyond the Titan Network, the one, the only, Tony V.
And here I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, and here I go. Do the show by yourself, sucker. what's going on?
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
How are you doing?
I got my new gaming mouse and keyboard. I wasn't feeling good the past few days. So I said, gee, I want to set this up before the show. And I plugged them in. They're working well. I just have to read the instruction booklets this weekend. So,
yay.
Because it's that small type. And right now, you know how you're not feeling when your eyes get a little, like, watery? And
uh-huh.
You just want to close them? It's like that. Like, I can read the computer screen because it's bigger fonts. But then I was looking through this book like, yeah, I'll look at that tomorrow. So, but the cool thing is...
You're my age, man. It's time to pick up some reading glasses.
No. It's fun. No, because I was reading the other day.
Yeah.
Look, I could change the colors of the keys on my keyboard.
Okay.
With one press of a button.
I'm just telling you.
And I'm telling you, this mouse, holy cow, it's moving fast. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. It's going all over the place.
It's just there comes a time in every man's life when he has to suck it up, go up to the CVS, and get yourself a pair of reading glasses.
It's fine. Trust me, I'm not feeling well because I was looking at something the other day with that small fine. I was fine, and then I wasn't feeling good last night. I had stomach issues, and then today I'm just feeling, ugh. I was supposed to go for pre-testing for surgery, and I called up, told him the situation, like, no problem, take the weekend to rest, you come in Monday, everything's fine, we could do it Monday. So,
because
the place
is
like...
going on? Anything exciting?
Kind of City of Heroes related news. Of
Yay.
Course, those people who listen to the Virtue server, and I'm sure other servers heard news of it, our good friends at the Cape Radio are celebrating their 11th anniversary this weekend.
Like right now as we speak?
Yes, right now as we speak, and I just found out. That's why a bunch of people told me they're not coming tonight. They're going to listen
bastards.
To it over the week.
Why would they do that to us?
I don't know. I didn't even know that it was this weekend.
I wonder who's DJing right now.
Well,
do
funny you,
know?
You say that. DJ Ranger. I have the Cape Radio open. For some reason, it says here, if somebody could get me some verification, if they could talk to the DJs there and find out what's going on, because I'm looking at the page, at their page, and it says here they're celebrating on June 19th and 21st from 6 p.m. to midnight both each day, which means they're not doing anything tomorrow. And the thought about that is Sunday is Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wait a minute. You're doing something tonight, okay? You're not doing anything tomorrow, Saturday. And then you're going to pick it up again 6 p.m. Sunday night to midnight on Father's Day.
Hey, happy Father's Day.
Yep, happy early Father's Day to all you fathers out there, or father figures, or, you know, even single mothers, because I got to say, to them, they are... you know, mother, father, et cetera, et cetera.
So, cool.
Okay, what is this thing? Okay, somebody in the chat. Hey, Tony, are you going to talk about the coming soon that Code Walker keeps mercilessly teasing?
Well,
I'm not here about
this,
so.
Long.
Well, I don't even know what it's about. So, yeah, you said, okay, you said you might mention it. Yes, but I want to know about this because no one told me anything. I know nothing about this. Wow, we have a lot of guests in the room, and I just want to say thank you for everybody tuning in tonight, and all you people who are signed in as guests, if you want to, you go make an account. It's free, and it takes like 2 minutes, and if you do so, instead of just listening here in the chat room, you can type, like I am, as the Back to Basics radio host, as Tony is, as Sebastian is, as Steve is, as well, as we all are. You may do so as well.
What if they want to talk to us? Is that even possible?
You mean like call in, perhaps, and talk to us on air so we can hear their voices?
Yeah. Is that
well,
even
not only do we have a way, we have two ways of doing so. You may either call in at 646-478-0073, or if you're one of many people in the chat, guest or otherwise noted by myself a few moments ago, you scroll to the top of the page. You're going to see a blue square with a white S in the middle, and then it stands for Skype, doesn't stand for Super or anything like that. Sorry about that. You click on that button, and it's a free call into the studio. And as I've always said for over 3 years now, 3 years, 4 years, something like that, free is good in today's economy. How about that, sir?
I think so. That sounds perfect.
That sounds great.
And for everybody who joined, I'm Tony, just in case you don't recognize my voice, and of course we have Pogo Man, who's our illustrious host.
Thank you. Sebastian, I can type. I don't believe you, Tony. Spill the beans. Spill them. Also, I'd like to say this right now for those who don't know, we do have a Facebook page for Save CH Radio, and I'm going to refresh the page now, and we've had quite the week. We are up to 86 likes.
Wow.
We are just 14 away from the 100 likes, which would be the milestone. It's so funny because as the admins, I'm sure you could see it on the page, it goes, reach a new milestone, 100 likes. So we are just on, we are like right almost there.
Okay, I'm going to have to start talking like this.
Why?
Because I'm supposed to have a manly voice.
Wait, you don't have a manly voice?
According to Sebastian, my voice is not manly enough.
Oh, but according to him, mine is, so.
Hey, kill it.
Wait, do your voice when we do the cabby thing.
Yeah. Hey, boss.
The cabbie's got a manly voice. That's a manly cabbie. You know, it's funny. When they start doing the missions, if there's ever a mission, they have to get you to do the voice work for the cabbie.
I am completely incapable of doing that New York accent, though. I'm sorry.
I was born
and raised in the South. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. So this is as northern as I sound right here. You're getting it.
Hey, so, hey, I'm out of you, huh?
Now, if you want me to sound like I just walked out of the sticks of Alabama, that I can do.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
So,
okay. You know what? Let's not beat around the bush here. I think you're just trying to sway people. Let's get to the bottom of this right now.
What?
Spill the beans. What's going
on?
Oh,
the beans? Oh, I did. There's a, well, I'm not going to spill beans. We're going to spill beans before too terribly long. But yeah, we're working on a little project. Actually, I say we. We have a few Titan Network folks who've been working on it. So it's you might have missed the post here. I'll post a link to it just for you.
Now that we're talking, I think I did see some kind of post. I think
there it is.
No, I didn't see this one.
Oh, and there's something coming soon. And no, we're not relaunching City of Heroes or anything. I don't want people to like be utterly destroyed when they see it. And like, what? I thought the game was coming back. No.
No, that's
not us. but I did find that extraordinarily amusing. Yeah, the City of Cat Girls.
Hold on a minute. Our mascot's knocking at my door. Or gently. Come on, Miss Holly. I think that's her. Here she is on schedule. Okay, we've begun the show now. Miss Holly's here.
But yeah, there's something coming, and it's you know, it'll be pretty cool.
Oh. Hold on,
it is discernible from the picture too. So I'll let everybody sit there and pore over the picture for hours and see if they can figure out what
all
exactly
right,
I'm referring
okay.
to.
Cross Scimitars. City of Pirates.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, it's funny, though.
We're launching our own torrent website.
Okay. I thought, like, you know, like if you take the handles off those Cross Scimitar thing, it looks like a V for Tony V. It's City of Tony V.
No.
Oh.
The logo has nothing to do with me. Sorry. But you know, now that you mention it, that's actually a keen observation. I like it, but unfortunately, I can't take credit for that. But
all right. So how long will it be? A week or two?
You know, they're still working on it. So I don't know. Probably a week or two.
Okay. I'm looking here
I'm sure as time goes on, we'll drop a few more hints and folks will get kind of a pretty good notion of what it is before it actually drops. So, and of course, you know, once we do launch, then of course we'll let everybody know ahead of time. I promise we won't just like drop it out there and be like, surprise, there it is, go get it. But
I'm looking. I think this is funny here at the bottom. I think the meaning is obvious. New power pole, spotlight symbol. You could call for reinforcements from any hero/villain you've previously interacted with or helped.
That's really what it is. You can call me up and I'll help you on your math homework, and that's the new feature of the Titan Network. So listen,
Steven,
wow,
we got a lot of guests in the chat now. Oh my God, are you seeing this?
I am seeing this. Welcome everybody.
Wow. I can't even go through the numbers, really.
I'm telling you,
dizzy.
You post a few messages on Facebook and Twitter, and
they
listen,
come out.
Welcome. We'll have one of those 6-foot sub sandwiches in the dining room, so just feel free to help yourself. There's Cokes. We got paper plates. Somebody brought a cake. So just, you know.
Oh, is it the rainbow cookie cake?
It's the, no, it's a.
Oh.
It's just a regular white cake, I guess. You know,
like vanilla with white frosting. I got you.
Like the kind you call at the grocery store and like, give me a cake for like 20 people, and they'll make you one of those big sheet cakes. You know.
Yes. All right. Don't you think white cake? Coming from the South, don't you think white cake sounds racist?
Well, you know, they were the chocolate's more expensive. What can I say? I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, every time I hear the word white cake now, I think of the movie Django Unchained.
I haven't seen the movie, so.
That was such a good movie.
I will add it to my list. If it's on
I think
Netflix,
I must
I
have seen it like, I think I've seen it at least 10 times already.
Well, I shall watch it. That was the Quentin Tarantino flick, wasn't it?
Yes, with Jamie Foxx, yes.
Okay.
Yes, very, and Christopher Waltz, very good movie. Leonardo DiCaprio plays the main bad guy.
I will check it out.
With the usual, you know, assortment of guest star actors making cameos and making bit parts. You know how they all work with they like to work for Quentin and show up in all the movies. So.
Oh yeah.
I have a new little cam. Speaking of Django.
Yeah.
Have you seen Seth MacFarlane's A Million Ways to Die in the West?
No.
Okay. I'm going to give a bit of a spoiler. You have to watch the end credits.
Okay.
There is a cameo by Jamie Foxx playing his Django character without being named. But the way he's dressed and the way he acts for this brief little thing, you know it's him playing Django.
Okay, well.
And I thought that was very cool. And there's another surprise cameo in there. I don't want to give away, but it's very funny. Like, when you see it start happening, you're like, no. And then you see the guy, and it's a very cool surprise cameo towards the end. Also, another one. And has nothing to do with the rest of the movie. Doesn't forward the plot. It's just very funny. This other cameo. I don't want to give it away.
Well, if it's in the credits, I hope it doesn't move the plot.
No. Well, no. The second, the Django one, I think, happens right towards the end of the movie. I think somewhere in it. And then there's another one at the beginning of the end credits. And then the other cameo happens in the movie itself. But it doesn't further the plot. It's just very funny when it's there. It's an actor playing a character from another movie.
Okay, well.
And as soon as you see him, you're like, oh, no, what? And then boom.
And then boom, there he is.
It's just very, I was like, oh, and I remember hearing about this before the movie came out. And then when I saw the movie, I forgot about it until that happened. Like, until you see the lead into this, I'm like, oh, don't even tell me that. I forgot all about it. I remembered all of a sudden. And that was a very funny, scene, so.
Hey, I got a couple of weird little City of Heroes related tidbits if you're interested.
Sure, hit me.
You know what? I have a couple of City of Heroes related tidbits even if you're not interested.
I'm always interested, though, so why even bother asking if I'm interested or not?
Okay, well, this made my radar. This is actually more than a week old, but I just saw it this past week. Okay. Is Destructoid ran and I posted the link in the chat just in case you're listening and not in the chat, ran a little article called In a Better World These Games Exist. And one of them that I thought was kind of interesting was if you go down to the, what, one, two, third game.
Yeah, I see. Yeah,
City of Heroes,
yeah.
Issue 25, messages. Now, keep in mind, all of this is fake, so don't think that, you know, this actually happened or they were planning it. This is just totally made up. This is their take on what would have made the game awesome. And the nuts and bolts of it, they talk about in the waning days of City of Heroes' lifespan, most of the development and design talent in Paragon Studios carefully made their exit to greener pastures. Blah, blah, blah. Hired Austin Grossman, who's an author. He's worked on some other games. With no money to craft, and I'll skip down a little bit so I don't read the whole thing. With no money to craft new ideas or other big gameplay draws, Grossman had to get clever to generate new content, flipping the familiar giant monster concept on its head. Instead of creating new and impressive Godzilla-esque monsters for players to rally against, he instead turned a single random player into an unstoppable force of destruction. An artifact known as the Mournblade, a cursed black sword, would be gifted to a player once a month, immediately giving them an exponential boost to their stats, constantly depleting health that could only be regenerated by killing with the sword, and flagging them as a PvP target no matter what zone they were in. When the player fell, the next nearest player would inherit the blade, and the carnage would continue until a heroic sacrifice was made, the deletion of the character currently holding the blade.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I'd like that or not, but I thought it was interesting that someone came up with this weird idea. But
you know, it's funny. It almost sounds like Elric and the Stormblade, because the more like he drank of the victim's souls, the stronger he got. And it says here, in the final hours of the game's life, one lone hero remained, wielding the Mournblade against a cataclysmic invasion of blatantly overpowered alien invaders. The beauty and value of struggling against inevitable darkness was COH's final message, a fitting tribute for the beloved and fondly remembered MMO. So, you know, if that guy had the power...
I'm not sure having one person, like, killing off everyone else.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It almost sounds like it, though. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of funny. Like, okay, so one person's left in the world, and you know, he's got all the power of all the other heroes and villains that were in this world from every server in Pretoria, the Rogue Isles, and Paragon City against an alien invasion. I think he would be able to kick their butts in, like, no time at all.
Still, it strikes me as, like, Clan McCloudish. There can be only one.
Yes.
That was, But anyway,
Hold on. It sounds just like the Stormblade. Mournblade, a cursed black sword. Which it was. You know, have you ever read that series, The Elric Saga by Michael Moorcock?
No.
Oh, my God. You have to. This is, like, mandatory fantasy adventure reading. When I was growing up, if you grew up in the 80s, okay, this is like, you know, back then there were certain, like, key books that if you were a fantasy adventure guy, you had to read these books. The Elric Saga.
I read the Hitchhiker's God series and Dirk.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, okay, that's sci-fi. But I'm talking about, like, mid to late, early, like, starting early 80s, the Elric Saga. Actually, I think it came out starting in the 70s. Anyway, I have the original saga. It's in two parts, okay? The books are very short. They're concise, but he does concise, vivid imaginations to this bleak world, okay? Elric is what you consider, he's considered the eternal champion. And so what Michael Moorcock did was he wrote a whole bunch of, like, series in this Eternal Champions line. And what it is, in a different universes, the Eternal Champion, it's a different time, a different place, and the Eternal Champion is the same guy, okay? It's just a different name, and I forget what it is, like, somewhere at the crossroads or wherever they meet, he meets up with all his different incarnations of the Eternal Champion.
So and it's not... kind of sounds like that movie The One with Jet Li.
Kinda, but remember, this came out long ago. Right, Steve says there are 9 Elric books out now. I think there's more, because there were originally 7, and I do remember reading he started writing more books that take place between the original 7. But if he's saying there's 9 Elric books out now, okay. The original 7 stand pat. I did read one when I was in college, and it was such a very cool story that there was potentially Elric has a daughter. City of Tandalorn, that might be it. Thank you, Steve. That's probably it. That was the dream world, right? That was probably it. It sounds very familiar. I can't remember the name of the book. I don't think it was City of Tandalorn. It was something like... Oh, I can't remember the name of the book now. Oh, this is going to kill me. Guess where I'm going to? Wikipedia, people.
If only there were some vast collection of knowledge that you could
if there's something to help me. All right.
Good thing you're not back in the 80s. Back in the 80s, it would just be like, oh, well, I guess we'll never know.
Yes. Okay, here it is. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, there were 6 books in the original. Elric of Melniboné, The Sailor on the Seas of Fate, The Weird of the White Wolf, The Sleeping Sorceress, The Bane of the Black Sword, and Stormbringer. That's it. Fortress of the Pearl was one that came out in 1989. That's when I read it about then. And then there was one, Revenge of the Rose. I never heard of that one. Oh, wow. And then in the 2000s, I didn't know, he did a later trilogy, The Dream Thief's Daughter, which I said, like, in The Fortress of the Pearl, you find out he potentially has a daughter. Then The Sky Railing Tree, The White Wolf's Son. All right, I have to find this later trilogy to read. Actually, there's 4 of them now. Revenge of the Rose, originally titled The Revenge of the Rose, The Tale of the Albino Prince and the Years of His Wandering, and then this later trilogy, Dream Thief's Daughter, The Skrailing Tree, and The White Wolf's Son. Okay, and The Fortunes of Pearl takes place between the first and second novels. Then there's a story, Elric at the End of Time, which takes place between the second and third books. Revenge of the Rose takes place between the fourth and the fifth book. Right, so you have 6, 7... Yeah, he's right! 9 books. I'm sorry. He's absolutely right. I'm sorry, I doubted you, Steve. Yes, there's 6 in the original, and then 3. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, City of Tandil 1 was the city that was Free Haven, then moved in time and space. Okay. So if you haven't, like, I swear, those first 6 books, they read so quick.
I will take your word for it.
I mean, because you could go, I don't remember the order. I think I read about half of the other ones because I just couldn't find the other ones at the library. And I don't remember where they are anymore. But anyway, that's what the, my point was, that's what the Mournblade reminds me of. I'm sorry about that. We got off way off track.
that was a tangent worthy of Zwillinger.
Yes. Sorry, all. You see, this is the good thing. That's the cool thing about the show, though. That's your reading assignments for the next couple weeks, kids. Go read the Elric Saga by Michael Moorcock.
So I have and another thing, just another little tidbit that crossed my radar. And I actually saw this in the Seattle Times, but the original article was in the New York Times, so I'll post this here. This is an article about Mongchi, YouTube's Korean Julia Child. This is apparently a cook. And the reason it made my radar is because City of Heroes was actually mentioned in this article about this woman who does cooking shows on YouTube. And
really?
It's just mentioned once in the third paragraph there, and I thought it was kind of amusing because it says, during the years that, I'll just read the first little section here. During the years that she was addicted to online gaming, life for Emily Kim began when she got home from work at 6 p.m. I would shower quick and eat something, no matter what, so I could start playing my game, said Miss Kim, a.k.a. the YouTube Korean cooking star, Mang Chi. And I wouldn't stop until 3 a.m.
Wow. Good Lord.
Been there.
Yep.
In 2003, divorced and with her 2 grown children out of the house, Miss Kim ventured into the online role-playing battle game, City of Heroes, and couldn't pull herself away.
It's a Mungie, battle game? Like a MOBA?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I thought it was a fun-loving MMORPG.
Yeah, they make it sound like, what is it, Lineage, that's the PvP everywhere?
Yes.
I don't know. But it doesn't mention the game after that. But I thought that was interesting that they sort of they portrayed City of Heroes like in this the stereotypical sort of oh no, people are addicted to this, and she was wasting her life away. But there you go, Sebastian. 3 a.m. noob. She clearly hasn't played Dr. Quaterfield. Yeah, I.
Yes. Man, if you didn't give me that thing,
I've been there.
If you didn't divvy Dr. Quaterfield up into 2 days, good luck with that one, man.
Hey, I think that was like a rite of passage, is your first Quaterfield task force. But yeah, the first time I did it, it took us over 24 hours to complete. We played till like 5 o'clock in the morning. Then we were like, okay, we gotta break up. Let's meet, everybody meet back up at like 4 tomorrow.
Oh yeah, like before we played it, we decided, we had a dedicated group for this thing. And we already said right away, okay, we're going to play, because towards the end you had Red Tomax, you had, Guide to Hero, Guide to City of Heroes, something like that. All these online sources. So we looked it up and we said, man, that's a lot of missions. So what we decided to do was exactly like I said, we split it up in half and we said, no matter how we get, what time it is the first day, we're going to get up to this mission. And then the next day we're going to pick it up from there.
The first time I did, we had no idea it was so long. Everybody on my team were pretty new, to the higher level game, and especially me. And it was as Sebastian mentioned, it was before issue 2 dropped with badges. So the first time I did it, I got nothing.
Wow.
Got the experience, and I can't remember if we got what was it? Did we get like an SO? I think we got like an SO enhancement for finishing Quaterfield. But that was it. And then issue 2 dropped. I'm being dead serious here. Within about 2 weeks after that, issue 2 dropped with the badge system and everything. And or maybe issue 2 had already dropped, but they didn't have the badge originally when
Sebastian says it had issue 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So So, yeah, it was added considerably later. So I guess it was because issue two, I think the heroes were, I don't know. But, yeah, it was before the badge dropped for it. And within, like, 2 weeks, the new issue dropped and everybody was getting badges for it. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm never going to run this thing again. But I did eventually. You know, the temptation just got too great. I had to have the badge for it. But yeah, it was pretty intense. But yeah, that I could definitely understand where running Quaterfield task forces would keep you from doing an internet cooking show. But you know, hey, more power to Miss Kim there. I'm glad she found success. But
okay, and for those people listening, I'm letting you know now, what I do is during the show, I take the links, or most of the links when I remember, that we're discussing, and I post them under the link. If you go to our page, Save Sewage Radio page on Facebook, I will post the link for this week's show Thursday night. And under that link during the show, I will post the links that we're discussing now. So, for example, you go there now, what do I have listed? The In a Better World These Games Exist, the Mangchi, the Coming Soon post, and then the Wikipedia page for Elric and Melna Bonnet. So.
Yay! So if you missed the link here, you can find it later. Plus, if you like
Sebastian wants
like
to do
our
post recording. Sebastian, what you could do is as long as the page is still up, you could, and whatever show I have listed there, you can click on the link to the show anytime afterwards and listen to a replay. So the link I post is actually, you could actually click on there and listen to it from there. And you could download it on iTunes. I don't know how to look it up, though, because I don't go back and listen to the show. So, okay, top right. Thanks, Steve. I can't see the chat room like you guys. My chat room looks totally different from, like, if I'm listening to a show. It's totally different.
So,
yes.
Hey, you want to talk poll?
Yes. Well, that survey you, that most interesting survey you put up this week? Sure.
It is by far the most interesting survey I put up this week, yes. Yeah, so I ask a question out on, and I will post a, let's see, here is the permalink to it, just in case you want to weigh in. And again, feel free to call in if you want to disagree with me or call me foolish or whatever reason. Yeah, I posted a poll out there on the City of Heroes group page. I was thinking, you know, it would be an interesting little topic of discussion here, which is, if you were suddenly granted superpower, and by the way, this all came about because I was listening to, I should find the link to this, I was listening to a segment on This American Life with Ira Glass, and they were talking about superpowers, and he sort of mentioned in passing, he's like, if you had superpowers, what would you do with them? And so I posted the discussion topic. If you were suddenly granted superpowers, how would you use them? And I said, I'll discuss the answers on the Save COH radio show. So feel free to listen. Call in. Tell me how wrong I am. And I posted several options there, including like fight major injustices. You know, would you try to get rid of nuclear weapons? But you got to be careful if you do that, because you could create a nuclear weapon monster that comes back and fights you. But stuff like human rights violations. You know, I saw some answers in here that were like, well, I would go defeat ISIS, which, of course, is, given their activities, I think a noble pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you fight, like, street crime? You know, would you be sort of a Batman-type figure, you know, where the you know, kick around the criminals that are stealing purses and that sort of stuff? Or I'd use it for personal power and gain, you know? Dude, if I could turn invisible, I'd sneak into the bank and, you know, take out money.
Right. You know, I'm posting this here. It's a website for lawandthemultiverse.com. And this actually deals with, like, I think I mentioned this a while ago. I actually read the book, I think, last summer. It takes, like, comic book issues and deals with the real legal, like, based on our legal system, the legal ramifications of a lot of things that the superheroes do. Like, for instance, Batman beats up the villain. Okay. Gets arrested. Goes to court. Well, guess what? Batman can't be a key witness. Because no one knows who he really is. Anybody could show up dressed as Batman. How do we know that's the real Batman?
Well, you just listen to him. You know,
I could disguise my voice. Yeah, I could disguise my voice too. Yeah, you don't know.
Who else do you think I am? I'm not the witness you need. I'm the witness you deserve.
I still think we need to do a whole show like that at some point.
Oh! Before I forget, very quickly, DC Comics has announced another Batman Day this year to celebrate all things Batman. That's right, because one wasn't enough last year for the 75th anniversary. No, it was so cool, we got to do another one. But this year, it's going to be Saturday, September 26th.
Now that's a little greedy, don't you think? I mean, come on. Two Batman Days? I mean, what is, like, one of them Michael Keaton Batman Day and one of them's Christian Bale Batman Day? I mean,
Maybe one's an Adam West Day. What's wrong with Adam West?
Well, nothing, but then, of course, we got to have a Ben Affleck Batman Day.
Well, no, because his movie's not even out yet, so that doesn't count.
Still, isn't that a little bit like, you know, hey, let's have, you know, two Labor Days. What?
No, because, you know, it's celebrating Batman. And don't forget 2016.
It's summer Christmas.
Don't forget 2016. That's going to be the 50th anniversary of the TV show. Premiering.
Still, I don't know. That seems a little weird to me.
Well, this is all things Batman. I'm talking about in 2016. That will be a direct celebration of the 50th anniversary of the TV show starring Adam West.
Okay, I'm cool with that. But still, two Batman Day? Nah, come on.
It's a yearly thing. It's not like, you know, for those who missed the first one.
No, man.
Although, I'm going to look this up.
It still seems a little bit like The Hobbits, you know? What, we missed 11sies?
Yeah.
How many of these things are we going to have?
What about Second Breakfast?
Exactly. But at any rate, back to the poll, though.
Get back to the poll, and I'm going to...
The most popular answer by far, though, was actually... fight major injustices, human rights violations, organized crime, etc. So we have a lot of people out there who, I guess, want to take down crooked politicians and terrorists and
So it was the local one, right?
No. The major injustices.
Oh, the major. See, I put in the comments, I did both, the major and the minor ones. I didn't explain why. I said, because think about it. I'm doing all these major things, but I want to make sure the area I live in is safe. Because, you know, growing up in the area, you know of the injustices in your area, and you want to take care of them too. But being a superhero, you want to deal with the world's injustices as well.
I suppose, but still, that, you know, one of these things that always kind of bothered me, though, is I guess you have some areas of town that are kind of high crime and everything, but still, the chances of you running across a crime, I guess if you're Batman and you're specifically looking for it, it would be a little different. But I don't know. I mean, I go about my normal. Now, granted, I do live out in the suburbs, so I don't live in a high crime area. But I do work in town, and the number of crimes that I've actually witnessed is pathetically low. So I guess I don't know. If I had superpowers, it's like, would I bother? You know, I'm sort of close-ish to Atlanta. I mean, would I spend all my time in downtown Atlanta looking for crime? Well, you know, Atlanta's not. And really that unsafe of a city. I mean, especially like downtown where you've got things like the Phillips Arena and there's a bunch of business buildings that are, you know, people are working 24/7 these days.
Tony,
I don't know. Yeah.
Tony, at night he patrols Atlanta.
That's right. Watch out for Tony, man.
Tony V. There's a V in the sky. It looks like four scimitars, but I think it's just a weird looking V.
That's right. That's the symbol of the margin.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that, too. You made the margin. As we discussed, you made the margin for Champions Online last week.
I did indeed. I made the margin, and the margin is out there, level 6 or 7 or something
like
that.
After you logged off, guess what I did?
I would not even want to hazard a guess.
Oh, I made the writer, as we discussed.
Awesome.
Originally, I was going to play around because they added this new costume piece for gold members. It's the graduation caps. I was going to do this whole thing like cap and gown and make him like a valedictorian-looking dude who has all these weapons underneath his gown, cap and gown. And the rest of the crew said, no, man, make him like Hunter S. Thompson.
I hit the random button and thought, that looks kind of badass. I'll go with it. I probably need to change my costume. Can you change your costume? I guess you can, right?
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, yes, there's a tailor in the powerhouses. If you have, instead of icon, you know that cogwheel thing that keeps spinning?
Yeah.
That's the powerhouse. That's where you go to train. And inside each place, there's a tailor. But, like, every zone has one. You just have to know where to find them.
Free costume change tokens, though, so.
It costs money. Like as your lower level, it's really small change.
Well, I might have to change my costume then, because right now it's sort of like this, wizard-looking kind of thing.
Oh, okay. What is your power set? Use a bow and arrow?
Yeah.
I use guns, because Hunter has Thompson
likes
his
guns. I figured, what the hell, I'll be like arrow, right? I mean.
Okay. Yeah, because no one's done that in the game yet.
Yeah, of course. Somebody may have done it, but come on, let's face it. They're not the margin.
That's true. And the writer, he looks like Hunter S. Thompson. His favorite thing is dual pistols. And it's funny because he's wearing, like, I swear to God, this is the outfit. He has pinstripe shorts on that go down to his knees. He has a plaid T-shirt on, or a plaid button-down shirt. He wears a dress jacket over that. He has, what do you call those, though? The white and black shoes. Oh, the fancy shoes. I can't remember what they're called now.
Fancy? The what? The white and black shoes?
White shoes. They're white, and they had the black on the tip. The wingtip shoes.
Yeah, wingtips.
Wingtips.
I was thinking like saddle shoes.
No. But he's wearing white socks, and it turns out when you wear those shoes.
He's a 14-year-old girl.
No. What I like about this, though, what's funny, when you wear those shoes, it gives you sock garters. So I made his socks white. And he's wearing like a fedora type hat. And so he pulls these guns out, and I'm laughing. It's like, I'm waiting for somebody to go, man, where are you getting those guns? They're in my jacket.
I need to set my bio. I didn't set my bio, though, and I thought of the.
Oh, I didn't do that yet either,
though,
for him.
Since I'm the margin, I'm going to put in there that I'm not a full-time superhero. It's just something I do on the side. Anyway, so where were we? Oh, yeah, the poll. So fight major injustices. That was the overwhelming winner there. I think it's, if my count is correct on the screen here, it's 58 people said that. I can't really tell the percentages, though. It looks like 20 people said that they'd use them for personal power and gain.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little depressing.
You don't know. Maybe they were saying it for fun, too. So,
I guess, maybe. I like Will Hose, who, by the way, I've met in person, responded on there, and he says, sadly, personal power and gain. I know me.
Now, you know what's funny
that's
about that?
That's refreshingly honest.
You don't know. Like, what? Okay, it says here, if you're suddenly granted super, we don't know what superpowers you've been granted.
I know, but I'm just, I deliberately left that vague so you could sort of fill in the blank yourself. I mean.
Okay.
So, I didn't intend for it to be like a specific superpower, just sort of in general. What would you like to do with superpowers if you had, regardless of what they are, you know? Let's see. And then the next choice down, which is actually the one I picked, I'd be normal.
Yes,
for mundane conveniences when needs arose. That would be me. I would probably just go on about life as normal. But,
hey,
you know,
hey, Tony,
yeah.
You know, you ever hear this line, with great power comes great responsibility? Tony,
yeah.
Your power is to save the universe. What are you going to do? I'm just going to go Home Depot, buy some stuff, and fix the toilet this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, if I had super strength, it'd be like, oh, hey, cool. You know, I can, like, pick up the couch to vacuum. But, you know, and I am absolutely convinced that 99% of people would do that, the exact same thing. People wouldn't go out and fight major injustice. I mean, you know, it's nice to think that, oh, yeah, I would go do away with ISIS, or I would, you know, fight corrupt politicians or whatever, but at the same time, I mean, realistically speaking, I mean, come on. I guess if you had some really badass superpower, like if you were like Superman, maybe. But if you just had, you know,
right,
sort of a middle of the road superpower, like, oh, you could turn invisible, or you could fly, or you could, you know, it's like, okay, what are the odds that you're gonna, you know, be Batman? You know, are you really going to spend 30 years of your life, you know, training in the martial arts and 84,000?
Well, no, because I've got these powers.
Styles.
Because I've been granted these powers, so I've got
right.
them automatically. So I don't have to go out and train. I've got the training all of a sudden. I wake up one morning and I know I have these powers. Let's see here. Some other options commenting on below. Okay.
Yeah, some other option. And people actually said, the one I liked the most that I didn't put up here is somebody mentioned something about they would use their powers to explore and learn about the universe. So
that'd be cool.
That's sort of a Star Trek answer there.
Yeah. I like Robin Harvey's answer. I like Robin Harvey's answer. I'd love to have healing aura. I'd straight to pediatric wing and just walk around visiting while my aura did its job.
See, that would scare the crap out of me, though, because if someone found out that I could heal them by touching them or something like that,
yeah.
You know what would happen is 86 million people would show up at your door the very next day, you know?
But you know what? Maybe they wouldn't know. Maybe you walk by so fast they don't know. Because think about it. Usually people are sick. You're just walking by. You know, no one has to know what you're healing or. Maybe it's an invisible healing or you have.
I guess. Still, I would be afraid though that if it got out that, you know, someone
that's
would,
right, yeah,
you know, or you'd heal somebody that everybody hates and then they'd try to kill you or something like that. I mean,
oh,
did you ever watch that show Misfits, the British show about the kids that got the superpowers?
No, I've heard it, but I thought of this show last night in the '80s. There was a show. It only lasted like half a season, if that. It was called The Misfits of Science.
Oh, yeah. I used to watch it religiously. It had Courtney Cox.
Yes. It was an awesome show. Yeah, Courtney Cox was in it. And I think she was the only major person. And this is when she was just on Family Ties 2 about that time. She was still, you know, not the big superstar she is today. But I don't know how many episodes it went. Maybe 13?
Had somebody else in it that was of note?
Oh, there's only
see.
Some way to look this up.
Maybe not. Yeah, everybody else is sort of...
I remember some of the faces.
Dean Paul Martin, Kevin Peter Hall, Mark Thomas Miller. Yeah, none of these strike any recognition except for Courtney Cox.
Wait, there is
But yeah,
more.
It had the guy who like could do electricity, and or Max Wright's kind of famous, wasn't he? Alf's dad? Yeah.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah, he played I thought he was the doctor, but I don't know who that. But anyway, yeah, I remember the show. Yeah, it was kind of a nifty little show. Especially since how old was I at the time? 14 years old?
Oh, it's actually, there were 16 episodes. It did go a full season. What? 1985 it came out. It came out October 85, went to February 86.
Yes, bubbling people in gym class while playing dodgeball would be considered cheating, I'm pretty sure, to answer in the chat there.
Nah, go ahead. Use your power.
Yeah, go for it. You know, that's what I would use my superpower for, playing dodgeball.
Yes.
But no, I mean, you know what I'm saying, though. If you had telekinesis, really, are you really going to go fight ISIS? I guess if you're inclined to...
Why not?
Let me put it this way. The people who would do that are the people who are already there.
What level of telekinesis do I have?
Well, I mean, you know... See, that's what I'm saying. 99% of the people would use it to get beers from the fridge. I mean, let's be honest, right? I mean, come on.
That's all I could do with it. Yeah, that's all I'd use it for. But so, like Steve says, bubble shield in a train, having it come on.
I like the Ari Schwartz here. I would head to Korea and tell NCSoft to cut their... Yeah. We'd have City of Heroes.
Where is that?
That's about, what, halfway down or so?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I got it.
Let's see.
Adam Tanner says the best. It depends on the powers, really. If all I could do was fly, I'd use it to get around easier. If I had invisibility, I'd probably be a Robin Hood type, robbing from the rich to give to the poor after my 40% cut. If I had psychic powers like mind reading, I'd mete out justice by determining guilt or innocence. If I had telekinetic powers, I'd be a construction worker. If I could control fire, I'd be a firefighter. If I was an empath, I'd be a faith healer. So yeah, I try to use my powers for the greater good while also trying to make my way in the world. Interesting.
So lots of good answers there.
Uh-oh.
I like Nate Downs, the City of Titans guy. He says, fighting overall systems sounds nice until you recognize that change there needs to be through popular will. So instead of focusing on the smaller stuff to show people that there's a better way, all politics is local. So too is to reform the system. So yeah, I could buy that. But yeah, fight crime, lead voter registration efforts, and if possible, use science to help mankind.
Yes. Okay, let's see. David Lawson says the top two powers on his bucket list are hyperintelligence and gadgeteering. Those seem like perfect candidates for fighting major injustices along with hunger, disease, etc. Along the way, significant resources would be required, so a certain amount of personal power and gain would be necessary to stop along the way.
There you go. And then, of course, there were some less popular options there. I'd take power and be a benevolent ruler. Actually, that was 9 folks. See, I thought that would be a good possibility, you know? Because everybody thinks they can rule the world better than it's being run right now. So it's like, would you just do it? I mean, could you imagine like Superman waking up one morning and say, you know what? I'm sick of all this stress and strife. You know, I'm just going to take over the world and rule it. But, you know, benevolently, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. And then, of course, the bottom, which I was actually a little surprised that this got so little support, with just 5 people answering it, I'd hide them to avoid being dissected in a lab. Because, I mean, come on, let's be realistic. I mean, if you go out and start exhibiting super strength, don't you know that, you know, the government's going to take you and cut you open to find out why so that they can engineer an army of super soldiers? I mean, come on. Where have you been, right? Everybody
maybe,
knows that.
Maybe not. I think I'll go with maybe. So, that's not a fun alternative. Come on now.
I guess, but still. I was actually genuinely surprised by how many people admitted up front that they would... use them for personal power and gain. I mean, that was 20 folks said that. So, I'm making a list.
Okay. Yes.
And if ever there are reports of supervillains, you know, wreaking havoc, I'm going to be turning it over to the, you know, the Bureau of Superhuman Affairs. But anyway, yeah.
Well, you just do that. So, about this Batman Day again, this is DC Comics announcement. The title is DC Entertainment announces that on September 26th, Batman Day returns. Now, backed by popular demand, Batman Day 2015 makes a celebration of the world's most popular superhero and global pop culture icon an annual event. DC Entertainment is bringing back fan-favorite events celebrating the Dark Knight. Batman Day is backed by popular demand and will take place on Saturday, September 26, 2015, kicking off what has become an annual event honoring the most popular and iconic superheroes and celebrating all things Batman, from comics to video games and more. Fans everywhere are invited to partake in festivities, with thousands of comic book shops, bookstores, schools, libraries, and other retail partners participating in the Bat-Sense event. And then there's something here. Those who visit select comic stores, libraries, and bookstores on Batman Day will also have the opportunity for meet and greets with premier DC Entertainment talent, including legendary artist and DC co-publisher Jim Lee, Grant Morrison, Scott Snyder, David Finch, Brian Azzarello, Cameron Stewart, Pat Gleason, Tim Seeley, Tom King, Dan Jurgens, Jeff Parker, Matthew Manning, Daniel Wallace, and what's Dustin Nagin? I can't say that last name. I apologize. And with many more to be announced. And it says here, in addition to DC Entertainment, Batman Day partners include Warner Brothers Consumer Products with licensees Capstone, Penguin Random House, Scholastic, and DK Publishing, as well as Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment and Warner Brothers Television, with additional partners to be announced. Partners will provide unique retail and digital promotional tie-ins across multiple media to celebrate Crusader. And there you go. And that's
And there we go.
And there's also a link here to download a Batman Day kit. But I think it's only for the stores that are going to be doing it. I was going to fill it out, but then at the bottom, the registration for it, it says job role, bookstore institution. Maybe I can do that. Say podcast host. Don't know.
So hey, I did. Yes. By the way, I since we discussed it a few weeks ago, I did. I did watch the premiere episode of Supergirl.
Oh, okay. And what did you think of it?
Oh man.
What? Let's
so I'll try to do this without spoiling the episode.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you like it or did you not like it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it about a 6.
Okay, I gave it a 7.5, but go ahead.
I just thought it was a little... It's like, I don't know. It had some things that I did. Here's the nightmare scenario, and I will preface this by saying that this was not my general impression of the show, but the nightmare scenario was like they would make this show, well, like the Black Widow satire piece that Saturday Night Live did, you know, where
yeah,
she, you know, finding a guy to date, and, you know, just that kind of crap, you know. Every week would be sort of like a... I was afraid that the show was going to be made a little bit specifically for that girl stereotype, you know, of show. And I was a little disappointed that to some degree it really was, you know,
mm-hmm.
there was definitely sort of a, you know, oh, I'm trying to be a girl and date the guy and all this kind of stuff. And that sort of turned me off, because it's like, man, there's so much here that they could do with this character, and I don't know. It seems to me like it's going to be sort of a bad guy of the week type of show, and I'm holding out. I'm reserving final judgment until I see at least a good 2 or 3 episodes, because it could really go either way. It could really get better, or it could really get worse. So I don't know. We shall see. Did I lose you?
Okay. No.
Okay.
I agree with that. I do. I'm hoping for the best. Like I said, I'm really hoping that it bombs on CBS and WB picks it up and they could bring it and do better. And then they could have these awesome mega crossovers. Because I don't know if you saw the clip that they did, the sneak peek at the one they're going to be doing, DC Legends of Tomorrow, which are all the characters, the minor characters from Arrow and The Flash. And of all people, Arthur Darvill, you know, is playing this time traveler from the future. which I think is funny because he got his fame from being a companion on Doctor who is a time traveler.
Yeah.
So here he is playing another time traveler, and he's helping put this team together.
I always liked his character on Doctor Who. Does it make me a bad person that I liked his character more than I liked Amy Pond?
No, because a lot of people like his character more than Amy, because his character grew the most. Because think about it, he goes from being this... his character goes from being almost like an afterthought, even though he's Amy's... he marries Amy, and then he becomes this kick-ass guy in a show, more or less, and he grows into his own character. He grows into his own hero. I mean, he becomes the... what they call him? The Centurion. Roman.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I was never an Amy Pond fan, so
no, I got annoyed when they specifically did this for the American audience with her intro. When I was a little girl, I had an imaginary friend. Yada yada yada. And when I grew up, he came back.
Yada yada yada.
With all the rest, I just got so, when I first saw that, I was like, really? This is what you're doing to the Doctor Who? And they dropped that as soon as she left the show, so I was very happy with that.
Did you watch the Game of Thrones season finale?
Yes, I did. And I have a question, and no one has been able to, or I'm looking in the wrong spot.
You're not going to spoil it for anybody, are you?
No. I have a question. I'm only at the beginning of book 4.
Okay.
At the end of season 5 TV show, where does that leave off in the books?
I have no idea.
Because I'm guessing it's got to be well into book 4, because I haven't even come across most of the stuff that happened this season. So,
I'll be honest with you. I actually bought the first book beginning of this past week. So I'm about a third of the way through the very first book, and I can't wait to see how Ed Stark kind of straightens everything out and gets the kingdom back in order. Because I tell you what, those people are messed up. So I'm really looking forward to that.
If you look on Amazon from time to time, I got a box set, the first 4 books, I got for like $15 off of Amazon.
I got it on the Kindle, though. It was like $4 or $5 for the first book.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I have the actual paperbacks. I have the first 4 in paperback, and eventually I have to get the 5th one because that one's out, and I don't know when the 6th one is coming out. But
well, I did watch the season finale, and I don't know. Yes. Were you shocked?
Yes, because I haven't read the books that far, so I didn't know. It's just funny because I was watching at midnight the other night. You know, Chris Hardwick goes, "How dare they do that? And how dare George R. R. Martin put that in his book?" Back in 2011 when the book came out. How dare he do that?
Well, I haven't read the book. So I was pretty surprised.
Why? That's what I'm saying. I haven't gotten that far in the book, so I didn't know.
who reads books these days?
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I was surprised. Yeah. I didn't think they'd go there. I just hope they don't I don't think I'm giving anything away by saying that, yes, there are people who die in the season finale, right?
No, really, you're kidding.
So, I mean, I don't think that in itself is going to be a surprise. But at the same time, I got to say, I just hope that they don't go back on it, you know? Because dead is dead, right? I'm hoping that they don't. And being someone who hasn't read the books, you know, I don't know ultimately what's going to happen with that. But, you know, it's like I hope they just don't turn it into a comic book where it's like, oh, well, yeah, they were dead for 3 episodes and then they came back, you know. No,
well, what's interesting is there are 2 characters they don't confirm. Like, to us, we think they're dead. There are 2 characters that we think are dead and we're not sure yet based on what we saw. If you're just following the TV show.
I saw pupil dilation. No, I'm serious. I don't know if you noticed that, but okay. As the camera pulled back, the pupils were actually dilating. And I thought that was actually a cool little effect because you had to really be looking for it, because I was actually sitting there thinking, well, you know, if this person's actually dead, you know, then these things are going to start. So I actually noticed that, but you know, it is Game of Thrones, and to some
right.
some limited degree, there is, you know, magic in this universe, you know, with the shadow monster and that kind of stuff and dragons. So, you know, I guess it's within the realm of the possible that
right.
at some point they could bring back any given character and say, you know, oh, well, they weren't really dead, you know, or they were dead, but we brought them back, you know. But I just hope that they don't do that, because that just...
Well, what was I going to say? One of them is off screen.
Yeah, one of them they actually don't show die. So we just assume,
right.
you know, that they...
Right.
That, I mean, it's cut. They cut
he
away before
it,
it actually happened. So I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see what happens. You know. But
yes.
I thought it was pretty good. You know, I like the show.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. So, and I gotta say this: how can you not feel bad for Sansa Stark?
Oh, I feel too. And you know what's funny is that my opinion of her has changed, because you know in the first few episodes of the first season, it's like she was really an entitled little twit, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I couldn't stand her, you know, and Arya hated her because, you know, she was fawning all over Joffrey, and it's
yeah.
like, well, she grew up, didn't she?
And then to what happened this year, and it's just, good Lord, poor Sansa. Somebody said it's like, if you don't feel bad for Sansa, you have no heart. It's like, what do they have to do to her to make you feel bad?
Well, she's definitely paying for her mistakes. That's for sure. But you know, I like the show. I'm glad I kind of got into it. You know, I got HBO as part of a cable promotional thing. You know, where they it's one of those things where they hook you in. You know, like, oh, sign up now and we'll give you free HBO for 6 months. And I went ahead and kept it because we were actually watching it more than I expected, so.
Hey, we got about 20-ish minutes left. I think we're about doing some updates. Not that we haven't been doing updates all night, other things. But
updates
with the successors. All right, I looked at City of Titan. I did not see them do any update this week.
No update this week, yeah.
No update from them, so. Okay, well, rule that out, and we shall do our traditional heroes and villains. Wait a minute, no, wait, I don't want to do that. Hold on, that's what I want. Alright, the traditional heroes and villains. So there it is for you guys in the chat. That's the heroes and villains link. And I'll read this. This is going to be update number 132. Okay, this week, we've done some coding work on the player search system and have the basics of it in a functional state. It now shows all the players who are currently online, along with which they're currently in, and instant number, plus each player's level. The other main feature for this kind of system is deciding just how many players it should display. We've not tested the system enough to see if there are any technical limits that would require a fixed limit for it or not. But even with a fixed limit, we need to decide if the number that shows up will require more than one page to view, and if it does, how we could best to implement a multi-page search window. You backwards, forwards buttons to flip through the search results, or a scroll bar to one side of the window. One of the additional functions for the search system that we're looking at is to allow players to hide themselves from showing up on the search list, so that players who wish to play undisturbed by players not on the search list can do just that. And we're also looking at letting players be able to hide themselves from showing up in the search even to the people on their friends list too, if they want an extra level of privacy. We'll also need to decide on what kinds of filters to add, which would let players sort their searches by player level, archetype, current zone, and so on. And as always, have a heroic film this weekend, heroes and villains team. So there you go. We're getting a search function.
There you go.
That's that. And now, hold on a minute here. I'm getting all confused. All right. Valiance Online, I'm looking here. I'm going to refresh the page because this is before the show started. Their server status was that they were down for... when I lost... What happened? I want to refresh the page and disappear totally. Hold on a minute. Come on. Here we go. Yeah, same as before. Server status down for patch testing. This is a pinned post that will be updated when the status of the server changes. And I don't see anything else from them. Nothing yet. Some other interesting things they did. They did look at some work in progress. They're working on hairstyles, character enhancements. Let's see here. Customization on colors. Various, a lot of different color customization. A lot of customization you can do with the characters right now, which looks very cool. I think that's it. And on the 15th of June, they were saying, we're closing in on finishing the patch. Tune in for more updates and be prepared, as you will soon be saying, they post a picture, my God, it's full of mobs.
Wow.
And so with that, I'm going to go to their main page here and see if I could see any other news they posted. No, just on June 4th, just a bunch of screenshots again. So that's pretty much it from Valiant Online as well. I had to find time to play that, to check that out. Steve says they ran out of raid.
Well, if anybody's been keeping up with the Titan Network, we've actually been doing some work on Titan on a few things. So I have an update if you're interested in that.
Certainly, post away. Yes, let's update on Titan Network. That's one of our good places.
A couple of things, and this is really just mainly back end stuff going on. For one thing, I'll post that we are in the process of moving everything to a new server, and in that process, we have procured a certificate for our domain as well as IP6 address. So, before too long, we are in the process of moving sites over to SSL. So, you'll be able to all your addresses will be HTTPS. If you forget the S, it'll just redirect you, so, you know, no problem there.
Cool.
But the point is, it's encrypted, so if you ever browse the sites at work, you know, they won't be able to intercept your communication. Although, that's a bad example, because at work, they can actually install a CA on your work machine and actually do SSL interception. But I digress. Plus IP6, a lot of folks over in Asia are using that now because we're all running out of IP4 addresses. Here it's not so much an issue because everybody's using NAT behind routers and stuff. But anyway, we're going that direction too. So anyway, just trying to make things a little bit safer and more secure. We've already migrated Faces over. So if you'll notice, if you try to go to faces.cohtitan.com, it'll redirect you to https://faces.cohtitan.com. So, the other thing, and again, this is just a back-end change, Sequoia actually did, who's one of our developers and moderators and gurus, he did some back-end changes as well, that hopefully the site will show up a little bit better on mobile devices. We've improved our back-end security. We were using hashes that were, you know, they're secure enough to keep people from hacking passwords, but they're not secure. They just needed to be better hashed, so we've implemented that. So password resetting. We had a security question and answer feature that literally nobody ever used. So we improved that. Just little things like that. So we're working on making the sites better. And then, of course, we've got, like I said, keep your eyes peeled because we do have something coming soon down the pipeline, a nifty little feature/utility that we think everybody will enjoy.
Cool. Well, I have an event to announce upcoming. We started announcing it last week. This is for the weekend of Saturday, July 11th. Great. You can't make the San Diego Comic-Con this year? Obviously, you can't go? Well, don't be.
Oh, no.
Join the best thing other than Comic-Con that weekend. DawnCon! DawnCon, a celebration of all things hero, villain, gaming, anime, and cartoons. Join Paragon Dawn in the Champions Headquarters building with surprise guests, a costume contest, a game show, and a scavenger hunt. There will also be the 2-2 challenge. If we create a Zone 2 inside Champions Headquarters, Mad Viking Squishy Bear will finally do what we've been trying, what we've been asking, put on the pink tutu. Saturday, July 11th, from 8 p.m. Eastern to midnight, be sure to listen carefully to the Cape Radio and here for surprise. Well, pay attention carefully to the Cape Radio that night. They'll be, the radios will be playing that night for surprise visits. And also pay attention here for more updates. Right now, we do have some confirmed guests, Tony. So far, they are me and you.
Hey, cool.
That's right. Hogan is from State City of Heroes Radio and Tony V of the Tight Network. Also, we have Hammer, a noted artist. And we're working on more, and that's all we can give you right now. So
we should make up some people that are going.
I want to say Stan Lee.
Oh, I was thinking, you know, Henry Winkler.
Oh, okay. I would like to say Chris Claremont. The cast of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, there you go.
Chadwick.
I mean, if you're going to be making up stuff, make it big, right? The entire cast of The Walking Dead.
Actually, today we heard a rumor that Will Wheaton has confirmed he plays Star Trek Online.
That's cool.
Time. Everybody was saying, we were saying before, that anybody in the cast would, it would definitely be him. So.
I think he did. Didn't he do like some of the voice work or something? He's doing. I think he's doing. Let me Google this just to make sure.
Okay.
Before I say it.
Oh. Go ahead.
Yes. Will Wheaton is joining the Firefly Online voiceover team, so he's going to be doing voiceovers at Firefly, the MMO. I thought I remembered reading that. Here's his. Let's see if I can get his. He actually posted. There it is. Ta-da! There's his announcement on his own personal blog site.
Cool. And when's that game supposed to be coming out?
I don't know. It shouldn't be that long, I would think.
I think that game will do very well just off of the fan base they have.
Can you imagine the outcry if they try to shut that one down? No, you can't take the sky from me.
You can't take this game from me.
That would be a game that it would be entirely appropriate to like pirate the source code for.
That's right. Okay, let's see what it says. Something very awesome happened today. I can't say anything more about it for now, but I could finally talk about this other awesome thing that I'm super excited to be part of. In the upcoming Firefly Online game, I get to be the voice of the male avatar. Woo-hoo. Very cool. I'm just clicking on the link here to keepflying.com.
The other thing he's talking about is probably Titan's Grave, the MMORPG Geek and Sundry show that he does.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which, by the way, they have come out with, I think there are 2 episodes posted on that now.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay, so, it says here, Firefly Online is on Steam?
I think that's like a beta. They're in some sort of testing phases. I don't know. I haven't followed it very closely. I probably should.
All right, it says here, FFO... posted back in January that's coming to Steam. We just got some great news. Firefly Online has been officially accepted as a Steam partner. That means PC and Mac users will be able to buy FFO, sign their accounts, get bonuses, DLC, and extras to the Steam engine. You'll even be able to discuss the game with fellow players in our very own Firefly Online Steam community.
There you go.
But it doesn't say when. It doesn't say.
Did you see that Xbox One is actually, they're going to make some games backwards compatible, and they're planning on eventually having a catalog of like hundreds of Xbox 360 games available for Xbox.
That would be cool. But what I'm mad about is like Madden coming out this summer and the Batman thing that we're waiting for, they are not being making them for Xbox 360.
Don't!
Or PS3. It's all PS4 and Xbox One. I'm ticked about that. Oh, well.
Oh, well. I have an Xbox One, actually.
Do you? I was looking at the PS4 myself, but... I don't know.
Don't get a Sony, man. I won't touch them with a 10-foot pole.
No, maybe I'll get the... I don't know. Okay, he just... Destiny Gamer Who Died gets his final goodbye.
What is that?
Let's see. Gamer Who Played Destiny, he got a 21-gun salute in game. He posted the link in the chat. And players gave him a 21-gun salute. And they're showing different players giving 21-gun salute. Oh, they're waving and bowing. That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool, man.
Just for housekeeping, a couple of other little notes. I don't know if you want to mention week after next. Next week, I will probably not be able to do the show. We're going on vacation, so we're going to be out of town.
Yes, and as everyone knows, since I mentioned it the week before, I'm having surgery on June 29th, which is Monday, and since that Friday is July 3rd anyway, we won't be doing a show that week. The American holiday weekend and for me to recover. And I don't know if we're going to be doing a show with the week after that, depending on how I feel, but I will keep people updated. Like I said, go to Facebook, look up the Save COH radio page, hit the like button, keep up to date. And like I said, after that week, I'll let you guys know what the situation is. Can I even do a show the week after?
There you go.
So we're going to try and do next. I'm going to talk to some friends, try and get them in here. Maybe get some of the guys from Paragon Dawn to come in and help out next week, since the Cape Radio will not be celebrating their 11th anniversary next week. So hoping that they will be able to maybe come on and talk, and we could talk about DawnCon coming up and some other things.
Rattle a few cages and get someone as well.
Cool. And I'm going to... I wanted to just really quickly, we were talking about updates, and I feel bad. Paragon Dawn, we are trying to bring the flavor of the COH community to champions online right now. One of the things they did today was they finally went live with this a couple weeks ago. They were testing this out. They've added this thing called Ravenswood Academy. It's supposed to be a school for up-and-coming like teenage or young superheroes with or people with powers to go in and train. It looks cool. The problem is you can't go into the buildings yet. But what they did do is they tightened up the tutorial and they removed one or two things. I know one thing I remember is they shortened the distance between certain things. And I remember what they did was instead of you taking part in the actual defense of the city during the alien invasion of the QR, it is an actual, before you even start it, you're going into a simulation, a combat simulation, to learn the basics of the game, even before you start the tutorial. So that's kind of cool. And, of course, they give everybody a badge for the Ravenswood Academy. Once you do a tutorial or are a veteran in the game, you automatically get it when you log your characters on. But if you make a new one, you go in there, you'll get it. You'll get the badge. So I think that's something cool, because like we said, PWE is no longer, Cryptic North is now the ones doing Champions Online, and I think they're trying to make it something different. I think they're trying to make it better. And like I'm going to say, while we're waiting for these successor games, while we're holding out hope that City of Heroes does come back, this is something to play. But a bunch of us at Paragon Dawn, we're all former City of Heroes players. And we're looking for other City of Heroes players who want to join us. And that's kind of like why we're doing DawnCon, too. I mean, I thought it would be something neat to do, you know, just for that weekend, since, you know, like I said, that weekend is Comic-Con, but I think it would just be something neat to do in-game. To do a little fun activity in-game. We're trying to make it something big, and this is the first year we're going to try it. So it'll be interesting. It should be fun. So, who knows? Hopefully, you know, like, the one thing I regret is we don't have City of Heroes right now. You know, we should with all these movies that are coming out. And here we have this thing. So, hoping for the best. We're making the best of a bad situation.
And Champions Online is fun. I mean, let's give them their due. I mean,
it is. It, you know, and like you just said, yeah. And I got to give them credit. They do things that City of Heroes didn't do.
Yeah, I don't want to sort of paint the picture that, oh, it's just a cheap substitute of City.
I'm going to say this. I love free-form characters. Like, if you remember, if you ever played the Champions tabletop role-playing game, you could basically use whatever powers you wanted and mix and match. And that's what you could do with this one. If you're a subscribed player like I am, you could click free-form. And basically, you take, like, you could pick and choose what powers you want to take from different power sets.
So,
I just don't want
people like showing up over there being like, "Well, this sucks. This isn't City of Heroes." Well, no, but you know, come on. I mean, it's a good game.
It's better than DC Universe. It is better than DC Universe Online. What I don't like about DC Universe Online is you have people there who can play like a console on their PS1s. It doesn't feel like a PC MMO RPG. This one,
arcade.
Champions Online. What was that?
Is it arcadey?
A little bit, yeah. It kind of is. Like, I was like, okay, why? I'm hitting print screen. I was hitting print screen to print pictures. It was, no, you have to hit F9. I'm like, why do I have to hit F9? And they're looking like I'm nuts over there. I haven't logged onto that thing in the longest time. But I have a Green Lantern character over there. I forgot what level he is. But so, but I'm going to be over here doing this. I have a similar character I'm going to try and do something with. It's all dependent. All right, 60 seconds left. Like I said, with Paragon 1, I'm happy. I found some players who have that City of Heroes background and experience. We were all from the Virtue server. And it's a lot of fun. Tony had a lot of fun trying it, and I hope he comes back soon. And we could all play our lobbies together.
Sounds
and
good.
Do some gaming. Yep. So with that, we have like 30 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Everybody tuned in. I can't believe how many people tuned in tonight. I think that's awesome. With that, I will be trying to be here next week. I won't be here next week. I'm going to work on finding some other people to tune in and hang out with you and talk for 90 minutes. And Tony, you have anything you want to say? I'm sorry, I'm bad on here.
Nope, I'm good. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. You guys all rock. We love each and every one of you. Without you, me and Tony, we'd just be talking to ourselves for 90 minutes. You know, don't stop believing. Hopefully, we'll be back in Paragon City or the Rogue Isles, Pretoria, one day very soon. With that, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week. Save COH Radio Time. Save COH Radio Station. And I believe we're in the after party.
Yay!
Okay, this guy in the chat, guy T. Kirk Bernard, he is one of the guys from the Wrestler Unstoppable crowd. And several times I told him this isn't a WU show, and he's making comments like it was. I'm typing. Okay.
So anyway, I thought that went pretty well.
Yeah, we had a lot to talk about tonight. Lots of stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to bail on you next week. I'll poke some of my contacts, see if I could get somebody fill in for me next week.
Okay. I guess on Dawn during the week, I'm sure they'll call in and help out. We could discuss certain things.
Cool. And I'll post a topic for discussion if you want me to. Another poll and
yeah, and we can discuss
Twitter
that
messages
stuff
and all that good stuff.
Cool. I'm down with that.
All right.
Maybe next week, you know, because I forgot to mention, tonight is the first official night of the Sci-Fi Friday Night Show. The three shows are officially on tonight. Because, like, last week they did the 2-Hour Defiance, and then they did Dark Matter. But tonight, Killjoys was the Bounty Hunter show I couldn't remember last week about the sci-fi space bounty hunters. That
yeah.
kicks off tonight. So that's the official, tonight's the official premiere for all their official Friday night lineup for the summer. So. It should be interesting.
All right. Well,
I just wish I knew how long I was going to be out of commission for from the surgery.
Well, you know, take care of yourself.
Like he said, he's going to scope me, so he won't even know. He's guessing 2 or 3 months, but I don't know if that's 2 or 3 months before I could start physical therapy or 2 or 3 months with physical therapy. Not the way to find out.
We'll figure it out. If you're gonna be out like longer, then you know we'll figure something out.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I could lay in bed, you know, keep laying in bed for the show and just do it left-handed.
That's talent, man.
Yeah, and I think I did that once before. Did I have the carpal tunnel surgery before I started hosting this? I don't remember. I think it was. I think when I had my carpal tunnel surgeries, it was before I even started doing these shows. That might explain it, why I don't remember.
Well,
all right. Well, let's get out of here.
Okay.
If you want to. Thank you
sure.
very much for, again, co-hosting, sir. And everybody listening, you know what you've got to say. Happy Father's Day to all your fathers out there. Or do we say that at the beginning of the show?
Happy Father's Day.
I think we said that at the beginning of the show, didn't we?
We did say it at the beginning of the show.
We did. I forgot. I'm sorry. Well, I'm going to say it again. Happy Father's Day to all your fathers and father-type figures out there.
You know what? I take it back. I hope you all have mediocre Father's Day.
Why do you say that?
It's not something you can exactly take back, you know?
Wow, that was Tony V saying that, folks, not me.
I wonder how many people are listening to this, like,
man.
After the fact, like, oh, man, that's harsh.
Tony, what a douche, man.
I tell you, what a douche nozzle that guy is.
God,
wishing
man, what the
mediocre
hell's the matter,
Father's Day, really? Oh, my God.
He must hate his dad. I said, damn.
Fathers of the world now hate Tony for wishing him a mere mediocrity of a Father's Day. Come on.
But at least Rich, he wishes a happy Father's Day. He should have the best Father's Day.
See,
Tony
I'm helping to build up your reputation, man. That's what it is. So.
I need it these days. I don't know why. I just...
People should just be happy I'm not a father because, oh, my God, my kid would be so warped. It's not even funny.
Why? You teach him all the cool games. What the hell?
Oh, dude, I'd be like Calvin's dad and Calvin. Speaking of which, I bought the complete Calvin and Hobbes, man. Three leather-bound book. Oh, man, it is nice. It is cool.
I still remember, the thing weighs
30 pounds, too.
Well, I still remember the very last one when they find the hole in the fence. And they're sledding, and he goes, well, let's go through. After all, life's an adventure. And he took off.
Yeah, yeah. Best comic ever, man.
Because, you know, as a kid, like, the space adventure, you know, when he pretends to be the space explorer, the space adventurer, that was
as
a kid, too.
Oh, yeah. My favorite one was where he pretended to be God.
And, you know, when you're a kid, your stuffed animal talks to you in your head, so.
Oh, yeah. When you're a kid? When you're a kid. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Tony's like, yeah, but not now. No, that never happens to me.
No, that never happens now.
I don't do that
crazy.
At all.
Yeah.
I don't know what you people are talking about. You freaks, what the hell's the matter with you people?
No, my stuffed animals don't talk to me.
What's his teddy bear?
Yeah, really. I guess one of them does. But, you know, that's beside the point. Anyway.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'll probably be out next week. I guess we won't do a show the week after. So, man, we probably
won't. You're going to be gone at least 2 weeks.
I know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Oh,
for 2 weeks,
man. They're going to forget who you are. They're going to go, Tony who? Who?
Tony who?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, have a good 2 weeks, man.
You too.
I'll chat with you sometime because I'm taking a laptop with me, so I'll see you online. But I'll be checking the forums and the Facebook page.
And, you know, in 4th of July, I'm probably going to be here by myself. Well, me and Holly, they asked because I said the week after, the Saturday after the surgery or Sunday after, when is 4th of July?
Saturday.
Yeah, the first week I'm going to be out of it. So I'm like, no. My grandmother today found out. And she goes, well, you come over and lay in my bed if you want to. And this way you can hear everything. I'm like, oh, I don't want to bother by that. You know what I mean?
The pity
like,
invite.
What? Well, no.
The pity invite, that's harsh.
You know, it's my sister, my brother-in-law, rent from her, the top part of the house. And they do a lot of stuff around the house. But they always had these huge 4th of July parties. But I think it might be too much for me.
Yeah.
And plus, it's always hot and humid by 4th of July. Well, do I want to be bothered going, you know what I mean? It's just a lot of people, a lot of commotion. Do I want to guilt?
Do take it easy, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to say how I feel first and foremost and just take it easy, take it from there.
Sounds like a plan.
It does. All right, then, everybody. We're going to get out of here because the next show, they're getting ready to come on in here. And so, all right, Tony. We'll see you in a couple weeks, brother.
All right, take care.
Yep, you have the honor. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. We'll see you next time. Bye.